The Dharm Perk Ches Mishnah Aleph 8:1, and now we focus more, like we were in the end of the previous perk a little bit, talking about the definitions of how much time something's restricted. So here the Mishnah says, Konam Yain Sha'ani Toem Hayom. Person takes a neder not to drink wine today. So then, when does today end? When can you start drinking wine again? Eno Aser Ela Ad Shetechshach. He only is forbidden to drink wine until nightfall, meaning Tseisu Kochavim, because at Tseisu Kochavim, when three medium-sized stars come out, that's the end of the day and a new day's beginning. That's the end of the day. And that's what a person would have meant when he said it in the time of the Mishnah. Today, I'm not totally sure if that's true. I think probably more secular-minded people might think that when does the day end? At like the stroke of midnight tonight. But that's at least equally, or if not really more arbitrary, right? So the point is, in the time of the Mishnah, maybe your average person today thinks today ends at the stroke of midnight, but the Mishnah Torah person definitely thought that the day ends at nightfall, three stars going out. By the way, so that lahalacha, the truth is that, while this is true, Midzurabanan actually, for the whole rest of the day, for 24-hour period, one would still have to do like Kataris Nadarm, She'elis Chacham, before he drank wine. This is because, as we'll see later on in the Mishnah, if a person says four a day, they don't mean 24 hours on the clock. And since a person might miss, you know, a non-expert might think that they're the same thing, if one says 2 day versus four a day, and might come to make the mistake of saying today, and then learn from that even four a day means only until nightfall. Therefore, rabbinically, it stays for 24 hours. Okay. Mishnah goes on to say, Shabbos Zu, a person makes a neder for this week. The word Shabbos in the Mishnah means week, not the seventh day of the week, Shabbos, like we know it. So then, Aser B'chol HaShabbos, that would mean that the whole rest of the week, he would be limited and not allowed to drink wine. The Shabbos and the day of Shabbos, that seventh day of the week, She'avra, belongs to the previous week, meaning it's included. Shabbos is considered to be the last day of this week. It's a tied back to the previous week as opposed to the next week, and therefore he couldn't drink wine throughout that Shabbos, that first Shabbos he encounters as well. There's different girsos. She'avra is a little hard to read and translate in English. The Bartanura had Lisha'avar, more clearly, you know, belongs to the previous week, but the same idea. If a person says Chodesh Zeh, I won't drink wine this month. So when does that end? Aser B'chol HaChodesh, of course the whole month is restricted, V'rosh Chodesh L'haba. But Rosh Chodesh is counted as the following month, meaning once Rosh Chodesh arrives, so then he's allowed to drink wine again. That's true even if we're talking about a month that has 30 days, in which case the first day of Rosh Chodesh really is technically the last day of the previous month. But the Mishnah is saying when a person says for this month, what he means in his head is until Rosh Chodesh, and not to get technical about the fact that two Rosh Chodesh would connect you back to the previous one. Similarly, if a person says Shana Zu, this year, what does he mean? Aser B'chol HaShana, the rest of the year he's forbidden. V'Rosh HaShana Lish La'atid Lavo, the Rosh HaShanah, again, even though Rosh HaShanah sometimes is 2 days, or always 2 days, as the case may be, and even though Rosh HaShanah's first of 2 days was originally from Suffolk and could be from the last day of the previous year, it doesn't matter. When a person says, this year I'm not drinking wine, he means until Rosh HaShanah arrives, and since that's what he means, the whole point of our mission is that's what a person means, and therefore that's what would be binding upon him. If a person said Shavua Zeh, so Shavua, I'll call it this 7-year cycle, right, that ends in the Shemitah every 7 years. So then, Aser B'chol HaShavua, he's forbidden for 7 years, the entire 7 years period, like until the Shemitah year. Ushvias She'avra, the Shemitah year, the seventh year, the Shvias year, is considered to be the previous part of the previous Shavua, and therefore he couldn't drink wine throughout the Shemitah year as well. But when Shemitah is over, then he could once again. Vim Amar, however, if he said Yom Echad for 1 day, for a day, as opposed to 2 day, or Shabbos Achas, 1 week, or Chodesh Echad, 1 month, or Shana Achas, 1 year, or Shvu Echad, 1 7-year period, then Aser Meyom Liyom, so then the Iser kicks in on the clock, we'll call it, equal to the minute on 24-hour period. So that means if he says today and the time now is, 12:22, he means until 12:22 tomorrow. If he says 1 week, he means today is Wednesday at 12:22, he means next Wednesday at 12:22 he can drink wine once again, and so on.